Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of the prophet Isaiah, lesson 8. Comfort my people. Wednesday, merciful Creator. When we go on reading here, from verse 12 onwards, we hear questions about the Creator. We read, verse 12, chapter 40. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Ever heard of that? Waters on earth, measuring in the hollow of his hand. Can you imagine how big this hand must be? Measuring with the hollow of his hand. And meted out heaven with the span. Heaven from one side to the other. Measuring. These are words. And comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales. Now, these are questions. They are funny, aren't they? And the hills measuring in a balance. The weight of a hill, of a mountain, and weighing it in a balance. Who can do that? How tall and great and big must be the one who can do that? We cannot imagine. It's the one who created the world. And he is the one. Next verse, 13. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord? Or being his counselor, has taught him. He is the teacher of everybody. He is the counselor of all people. Verse 14. With whom took he counsel and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding? Who? He is the one that did it all by himself. It's too great for our understanding, isn't it? Behold, now imagine his greatness. Verse 15. Behold, the nations, these millions and billions of people, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. A drop. Water drop. The nations. And they are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing. This is our Creator. Creator, our Creator, he is simply great. Verse 17, all nations before him are as nothing, and they accounted to him less than nothing and vanity. And this huge, enormous, great Creator is interested in my life, in my welfare. Can you believe it? He's interested. He cares for me. He wants me to arrive in his kingdom. So this God is such a mighty God. He is greater than we can imagine. But what astonished me most, he's interested in me, a little worm on this planet, as I am. And he's interested in my welfare. He wants me to be with him because he loves me. This message came through Isaiah to the people nearly 3,000 years ago. He wants you to be with him, the Creator.